Where were you 700 days ago? 700 days ago was January 1, 2017, and I know where I was. I was debuting the Side Hustle School podcast. Some of our listeners actually joined us then on day one or shortly thereafter and have been listening ever since. You guys are amazing, and everybody else who has joined in along the way, you're amazing too. For 700 days, I've been telling you stories of different people who, you know, are not entrepreneurs, who don't have a ton of money, who aren't taking big risks. They're just following a dream. They're creating more freedom for themselves. They're creating security for themselves through the form of an income-generating project, which may go on to be a big business, or maybe it's just going to keep bringing them some extra money, which is also really good. That is what it's all about here on Side Hustle School, a very different kind of podcast for anyone who is new. And if you're new, welcome. We have been doing this now for 700 days. All right, today's story, I'm excited about it. It features a dog lover who fetches $250,000 in canine clothing. For everybody out there with a dog, wouldn't it be cool if your dog could do that? Personally, I am more of a cat person. No disrespect, no offense to any dog lovers. And I will say, if there was a dog that could fetch money, maybe I would change my ways. I mean, I would just figure it out, you know, if I had a dog that could just like go and get that money. Until then, I'll just keep telling you these stories of people creating freedom for themselves through a money-making project. All right, this Minnesota woman turns her design hobby into trendy duds for the whole family, including furry companions. That story is coming right up. Gina Davis has always had an eye for fashion. As a design student in college, she sold vintage clothes for quick cash and tried her hand at creating clothing of her own. Her favorite model was her very patient Pomeranian poodle mix, Thomas. Crafting custom outfits for this furry family member seemed to be just a quirky hobby, especially in Long Lake, Minnesota, where Thomas's trendy wardrobe stood out as an oddity. Apparently, no one in Minnesota dresses up their pets, and more on that in a moment. While stitching together a new outfit for Thomas behind the counter at her women's clothing pop-up shop, a stranger with a connection happened to stop by. This woman instantly recognized the true potential for coordinated attire and accessories for pups and their humans. This woman also had a valuable connection. She introduced Gina to the curators of the popular Dogs of Instagram account, which has something like 4.3 million followers, who also retail Pooch apparel at their online store. Their quick request for inventory was the final nudge that Gina needed. With just $1,000 to invest in their side venture, Gina and her husband Scott quickly hired a few local seamstresses, and they stocked the first few hundred dog thread shirts, ranging from extra smalls for Yorkies all the way up to a just right extra large for bigger hounds. Catching up as sales took off, Gina quickly put up a rough website and made her own Instagram account, Shop Dog Threads, to show off new designs and bark up demand. More than a year into it, sales were enough that Gina took the risk and quit her day job to focus entirely on the new business. When she turned in her notice, Gina's boss put her nerves into words. "Do you have any idea how many dog shirts you'd have to sell every day to pay your salary?" Well, that comment sparked a stubborn determination to put in the hard work. Dog Thread's revenue has doubled year after year, and Gina and Scott are projecting total sales of $250,000 in 2018. While Gina is grateful for the warm reception from dog owners all over the U.S., she credits her success to starting slow and getting the product just right. She knew that overproduction would be an expensive mistake. With that first retail partnership, Gina committed to just dipping her toes in the water. After initial confirmation from those first sales, then she went on to test a number of designs and patterns. She wanted to invest in what her future customers would actually buy, love, and share. Now, recently, Gina and Scott brought home a new, less furry family member, their first child, Ziggy. The non-existent maternity leave of a new business has presented a new challenge. Fortunately, Scott has kept his day job and was able to take advantage of 3 months of paternity leave to tag team the demands of their business and baby. As true animal lovers, Gina and Scott decided early on to donate a portion of profits to Secondhand Hounds, a Minnesota-based animal rescue. Thanks to Scott's full-time income, they were able to put the remaining profits back into the business, continuing to design hip sweaters, knits, and button-ups for classy dogs and their humans. Of course, the business is doing much more than just sustaining itself these days. It is a prime puppy profit center. Go fetch that money. Well, as I said, 700 episodes. For 700 days, we've been bringing you these stories. Do we have any plans to stop? Of course not. We're going to keep rolling along. I'm going to have an announcement for you very soon about the future of Side Hustle School. But hey, for now, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. So excited, so honored to be able to bring you these awesome stories. Hopefully it provides some inspiration, perhaps also some action. Hopefully it gets you thinking about what you could do for yourself. My friends, we are living in a new age, a new frontier. There's so many possibilities and opportunities that never existed before. The only questions are, number one, what are you going to do about it? And number two, what are you waiting for? I love this story. $250,000 this year in Dog Threads. I was taking a look at their Instagram account, which has more than 50,000 followers. That's actually more followers than I have. But I should know, since I have used the internet for a while, that I should never be jealous of a dog Instagram or a cat Instagram or anything similar, because one of my favorite cat accounts has more than 500,000 followers. And this is not even a curated account. This is just one cat. It is amazing what that guy can get up to. I got to show you this video where he gets in a box and it's like he just kind of scrunches down in the box. And you're like, how did he do that? To watch it over and over. Okay, I can tell that it's time for me to wrap it up because I do want you to come back for episode 701. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/700. How about that? 700. You are a rock star. Once again, my name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.